It's Addie, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is a pre-recorded show coming to you from Seattle, Washington. I'm starting off this set with a song by Selena. It's called Dreaming of You, and it's off of her 1995 album of the same title.
Late at night when all the world is sleeping, I stay up and think of you. And I wish on a star that somewhere you are thinking of me too. 'Cause I'm dreaming of you tonight till tomorrow.
You just heard Dreaming of You by Selena, and the next track is La Femme à la Peau Bleue by Vendredi sur Mer, off of her 2019 album Premières Amours. That was my attempt at French. So I took a year of French in high school, but I still really just don't have the accent down. So, for those of you who speak French, you probably have a better idea of what that's supposed to sound like. But anyways, that's my best shot at it, and here is that song.
Il était minuit, minuit passé. C'était pas de l'ennui, j'étais un peu fatiguée. J'ai pris un dernier verre, et puis une cigarette. Les lumières dansaient, elles éclairaient ses yeux. C'était les reflets d'une femme à la peau bleue, d'une femme à la peau bleue. Je suis rentrée tard, elle m'a suivie. Je crois plus au hasard depuis cette nuit. Je connais pas son nom, ni même son adresse. Je me souviens au fond que de sa tendresse. J'ai pris un dernier verre. Femme à la peau bleue.
Alright, that was Vendredi sur Mer singing La Femme à la Peau Bleue. I really like that song. I like how, like, shimmery it feels, for lack of a better word. I am trying out a new software installation right now to help with music recording, which is super exciting. And it has actually made, like, my recording system a lot more complicated than I had intended. These past couple shows, I've configured it such that I only have like one track, and all of my music and all of my speaking and everything is just on that one track. But now I have like different tracks for every song and for every time I speak, and there's just a lot going on here. But I think it's going to sound better, so I'm excited about that for for you and for me and for just everyone involved. But sorry if there's any rocky transitions here. I'm still sort of getting the feel of this, but I think it's going to be better. So that's exciting. Up next, more exciting things. The awesome girl band Haim, which is spelled H-A-I-M, and for like all of my life I thought it was Haim, but apparently it's not, or Haim. Apparently it's two syllables. I just watched a tutorial of them like saying their name over and over. Anyways, they dropped their album Women in Music Part 3 on June 26th, so it's still pretty hot off the presses. And I've listened to it, and I have some of my favorites from it to play for you today. The first song is going to be Los Angeles, which is coincidentally the first song of the album as well.
Los Angeles, give me a miracle, I just want out from this. I've done my share of helping with your defense, but now I can't dismiss, it's killing.
Again, that was Haim with their song Los Angeles off their recent album. I really like that track, and I like how it feels a little more maybe like soul or jazz with the instruments in the background, especially with the way it starts with like that hook. I just really enjoy that song, and I feel like it's a step outside of what I would consider their usual sound. And I do respect a band that can branch out in that way. the next track that I have is off of that same album, and it's called The Steps. I was reading an LA Times article about this album. It's called Sex, Bono, and Depression, How Haim Embraced Chaos and Made Their Most Revealing Album Yet. And in it, it talks about a variety of things, among them this song that I'm going to play for you called The Steps. And the LA Times describes it as a deliciously fuzzed out rock tune from the new album with echoes of Thin Lizzy, which I don't know, I liked. And it also made me smile because the band Thin Lizzy, like, it's like T-H-I-N Lizzy, and for some reason my mom always thought it was Tin Lizzy, like T-I-N Lizzy. Anyways, that's not super related, but yeah, I liked the guitar track that is reminiscent of Thin Lizzy in this track, so I thought I would play it for you and see if you enjoyed it as well.
Understand.
All right, once again, that was The Steps by Haim off of their latest album called Women in Music Part 3. I think that's a really great song. I like the guitar riff, how simplistic it is. I like the range that they show in their vocals, and I just think it's a fun one. So yeah, if you like that song or the last one I played, called Los Angeles, it's also off that same album, you should totally check out the rest of the songs on that album. Up next, I'm going to play a recently released track by Still Woozy, just in the same way that I value bands that can create and produce a diversity of sound and sort of dabble in a variety of genres. I also hold respect for bands that are really consistent in their sound, that you can sort of just hear on the radio and without having ever even heard the song before, identify them. I think that the Arctic Monkeys are a good example of that. Honestly, I just think like Alex Turner, who is their lead singer, is a good example of that because he has that other band, the Lost Shadow Puppets, and I like can identify both Arctic Monkeys and the Lost Shadow Puppets very reliably, largely because I think that he has somewhat of a signature sound. And I think that to some extent, Still Woozy is similar to that, in that they do have like a common thread that I think is identifiable throughout their discography. And I like it. I think it's funky and it just works for them, I think. So this is a song called Window. It was released on May 19th, 2020, and it's by Still Woozy. Enjoy.
Okay.
Thing right, it was you and me. But I go in through the window so nobody sees. Pull me closer, please. I don't even need you to explain. How much longer will you keep me on your chain? I'm running out of options. You're running through my mind with a shotgun. I think she might be robbing. She can take what she wants. I just wanna make you late. Would you wanna waste that? I know you like my goofy ass. I bet you hate that. I see what's underneath and I love you more now. And now I know how.
Yeah.
If I got one thing right, it was you and me. But I go in through the window so nobody sees. Pull me closer, please. Explain how much longer will you keep me on your chain? Too bad it's good, or else I'd be gone. Madame Gicure. And then we go back to your place, don't lie. We wanna get high, so we're gonna get high. And then I see a laugh on your face, so I might die. So I might die. So I might die. If I got one thing right, it was you and me. So I'll go in so nobody sees. Pull me closer, please. I don't even need you to explain. How much longer will you keep me on your chain?
That was Window by Still Woozy, and that was actually like one of the best transitions I think of all time for me. I didn't realize, at least I'd forgotten, that song started with someone being like, oh, okay. And at the end of my little spiel about it, I said, enjoy. And then the guy was like, oh, okay. It was great. Anyways, anyone who got that, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And slight correction from that aforementioned spiel. Sorry, spiel is like a really hard word for me to say. The band that I was mentioning with Alex Turner is called The Last Shadow Puppets. I kept saying The Lost Shadow Puppets, so just minor edit there. But I'm still really figuring out how to use this software, and I like going back in and like editing out every time I said lost and replacing it with last seemed really daunting. So sorry about that, Alex Turner and fans. All right, up next, I have some music from a band that I just discovered, which is really, really fun. It's called Miniature Tigers, and they were actually on my Discover Weekly a week or so ago through Spotify. This isn't an ad or anything. that's just how I discovered them. But they were formed in 2008, which is, sorry, no, they were found, they were actually formed in 2006, and I can find albums of theirs dating back to 2008. And there are quite a few albums, which is really exciting because that means, there's a lot of new music to explore. I've picked three of their songs to play for you tonight, and they're actually all off different releases. So the first song that you're going to hear is called Lavender Boombox. It's a single, so it doesn't really have an album. It just has, like, the album title, Lavender Boombox Single. But it came out on May 12th, so that's a recent one. Next, you're going to hear Hot Venom off of their 2009 album, Tell It to the Volcano. And finally, you're going to hear Manic Upswings off of their 2019 album Vampires in the Daylight. And again, these are all by the band called Miniature Tigers. I hope you enjoy them as much as I did. And if you're hearing them for the first time, here's to discovering new bands together.
Was I thinking, throwing everything away? be over you. Never be over you. Never be over you. Never be over.
Strong.
All right. Those last three tracks were by the Miniature Tigers. The last one being Manic Upswings, which I really like. That was actually the first one of theirs that I heard, and I just like the guitar in it. It kind of reminds me of the Shins, like specifically the upbeat songs by the Shins. I'm thinking like Simple Song. And it also reminds me of Car Seat Headrest, which I'm playing next. But before that, I have a public service announcement for you. This is the Food Not Bombs public service announcement. Food Not Bombs is a loose-knit group of independent collectives serving free vegan and vegetarian food to others. Food Not Bombs recovers and shares free vegan or vegetarian food with the public without restriction in over 1,000 cities around the world to protest war, poverty, and the destruction of the environment. Each group is independent and invites everyone to participate in making decisions for their local chapter using the consensus process. Food Not Bombs is dedicated to taking nonviolent direct action to change society so no one is forced to stand in line to eat at a soup kitchen, expressing a commitment to the fact that food is a right and not a privilege. For more information on the web, visit foodnotbombs.net. This has been a public service message from Food Not Bombs, dedicated to creating a sustainable future for communities and the environment. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Cool, okay. Up next, like I just said, I'm going to be playing Car Seat Headrest. This song is called Martin, and it is off of their recently released album that came out on May 1st, called Making a Door Less Open. Enjoy.
I will find you in the winter.
Right, that was Martin by Car Seat Headrest. And next up, you're going to hear a Talking Heads track. I love the Talking Heads, in case you haven't picked up on that already. I think they're just incredible. A lot of respect for them. This track is called Don't Worry About the Government. So you're going to hear that. It's off of, let's see, what album is this off of? Their 1977 album called Talking Heads 77. They're also good at naming their albums. I have a lot of respect for them for that too. So you're going to hear that, and then after that you're going to hear If I Needed Someone by the Beatles off of their 1965 album Rubber Soul. I recently listened to a benefit concert for a local venue in Seattle called the Royal Room. I'm in Seattle right now. And it had a variety of really super talented local artists doing sort of reimagined renditions of songs in Rubber Soul. They covered the whole album, but put their own spin on a lot of the songs, which was really cool to see. And I heard a version of If I Needed Someone, and ever since I've been sort of in a phase with that song. I've been listening to it a lot lately. I just think it's, I don't know, it's one of my favorite Beatles songs at the moment, which I think is like a pretty big statement, but I'm standing behind it. Yeah, so you're going to hear that, and then afterwards you're going to hear some Paul Simon. Yeah, but kicking this little piece of this set off is Don't Worry About the Government by the Talking Heads.
I see the clouds that move across the sky. I see the wind that moves the clouds away. It moves the clouds over by the building. I pick the building that I want to live in. I smell the pine trees and the peaches in the woods. I see the pine cones that fall by the highway. That's the highway that goes to the building. I pick me. Don't you worry about me. Don't
That last track you heard was If I Needed Someone by the Beatles off of their 1965 album Rubber Soul. And before that you heard Don't Worry About the Government by the Talking Heads off their 1977 album Talking Heads 77. I'm jumping in right now to tell you to listen to just the amazing guitar that Paul Simon consistently provide. This next track is called Kodachrome, and I just think that the guitar in it rocks. And this first song, Kodachrome, is off of the album There Goes Ryman Simon, which is too fun of an album name not for me to share. So, without further ado, here is Kodachrome.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Thank you.
Once again, that was Paul Simon with Kodachrome. I was going to play some more Simon and Garfunkel for you guys, but I'm running out of time. So for thematic reasons, I'm going to play some Cranberries. I started off this set with Dreaming of You by Selena, and so I'm ending this set with Dreams by the Cranberries, just so everything comes full circle. So I'm signing off for the night. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And here is Dreams by the Cranberries.